listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 57, part 3, the heavy metal episode.
What are you doing, man?
Hold on, I'm almost done.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I didn't know we were starting part 3 so soon.
You putting the vibrator up your ass?
I prefer sphincter.
All right, Scott, you know what that means. That's the heavy metal episode sound.
57 part 3, John. And I'm Scott.
And I'm John. And we're here to rock your fucking balls off.
All right, let's get right into
Jesus Christ! I'm psyched, man. You've had a lot of Knob Creek, but I've had a lot of vodka yesterday.
I did have a lot yesterday. Of Knob Creek.
What does that have to do with today?
I don't know.
I was going to drink coffee. Do you think that would be good to be drinking coffee real late on a Sunday night?
Why not?
I never go to sleep.
So?
Didn't you say you have problems with caffeine?
Sleep's overrated.
Oh, okay.
At least for me, anyway. In celebrity news, John, get this. Get this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Britney Spears going to Namibia to give birth.
What?
Britney Spears has told NBC's Matt Lauer that she will move to Namibia in the near future to prepare for the birth of her second child, a daughter who is due in late September or early November. Did you see any of the Britney Spears Matt Lauer interview?
I did.
Where she broke down and cried?
Yeah.
Boo hoo hoo.
I felt really bad for her, man.
I didn't at all, John. At all. You felt bad for Britney?
Mean. Yeah.
I'm Machiavellian, and that's different than mean. It's more subversive.
Machiavellian means your integrity's all fucked up.
Oh, that's bullshit.
You're manipulative.
I may be manipulative, but I have the utmost of integrity.
What?
Of course.
Right.
You're scrupulous.
Now, what fascinates me about Britney Spears is at one time... I thought she was hotter than hell. And I talked about this before.
Yeah.
If a woman can dance, she can look like a goddamn mule, and I'll think she's hotter than hell. If she's got the rhythm, you know what I'm saying, John? And now I don't see that anymore. I just see like a...
Dude, you jerk off to a hairy monkey.
That is not true.
Yeah, whatever.
I do not jerk off to the commander-in-chief. So fuck that. Now, the rest of celebrity news also contains another story about Britney, but it also contains my two other favorite teen. Are they still teens? Lindsay Lohan is in celebrity news, and Hilary Duff. So I'm psyched about celebrity news, John. Psyched.
Wow.
Now, not only was Britney on Matt Lauer, where she wept. She broke down and wept.
Yeah.
And the whole time she was weeping, I was thinking, maybe you should have thought about that before you joined the Mickey Mouse Club. Okay, Britney? Britney Spears and diaper drama, John. Britney Spears stunned shoppers and staff at Victoria's Secret's lingerie shop last week when she changed her son's diaper on the store's floor. The toxic singer was shopping at this shop
Would
in Mission Bay,
shit?
California. Where she purchased some pink G-strings with 8-month-old Sean Preston Cletus in tow. The tot needed to have his diaper changed, and the 24-year-old plopped him down on the floor next to the cash register. A shock sales associate recalls, "We don't have the cleanest floors. She just put him down and changed his diaper, then handed it to the sales clerk saying, 'Can you throw this away for me?' We told her that we couldn't put that in our trash."
Yeah, it's like, what do you call that? Biohazard waste.
It is a biohazard, especially coming from Cletus Lee.
Oh, my God.
But not only that, John, but in related news, Madonna and Britney have friendship fallout. Did you hear this?
Oh, no.
Madonna has ended her friendship with Britney Spears after the singer announced she was no longer studying Kabbalah. According to media reports in the U.S., the hung-up star has reportedly taken Spears under her wing and spent a great deal of time and money educating her about the mystical offshoot of Judaism. Which, in other words, fairy tale. The mystical offshoot fairy tale of Judaism. Spears revealed she was quitting Kabbalah on her personal website, where she declared her new religion was caring for her son, Cletus Lee Preston Sean. According to The Scoop, Madonna is also demanding Spears return a 12th-century book on the religion she gave to the singer as a wedding gift. Hey, well, Madonna, I'd say fuck you. That's a gift. I'm not going to fucking return it.
Fuck.
I'm keeping it.
Fuck.
Even though I don't believe this goddamn fairy tale. Yeah. It's like if Madonna gave you Aesop's Fable. Aesop's Fables for your wedding, John. Would you return it? No.
Aesop's Fable?
She gave it to you. You'd read it and you'd say, oh, this is good. Do you believe in it? Yeah. Well, no, not really. We'll give it back. No, I'm not giving it back. It's Aesop's Fables, okay?
You fucking bitch!
Madonna spent months teaching Britney the Kabbalah system and splashed out thousands on ancient scriptures for her. She feels she has been wasting her time, money, and precious gifts on Britney.
So?
Spears, who was raised a Baptist, has allegedly been working with a Christian life coach to help her through recent emotional rough patches. Now, forget all that crap, John, and again, I say, why don't we get into the business of not only being the managers, agents, spiritual whatever of all these celebs, because we would give them sound advice, John.
I don't think
sound
so, because
advice.
Every week you're a new fucking atheist, agnostic, or deist. You can't keep it straight.
Well, that's where our selling point is. That's where we sell. That's the marketing advantage we have.
Oh, okay.
We're open to anything, all right?
Okay.
But when it comes to the final decision, we're going to give you the right fucking decision, okay?
Right.
Not some bullshit. We're going to give you the right decision. In related news, John, Madonna teaming up with Lohan? Yes or no?
Oh, no doubt. She's
Madonna
have another little girl to put
and Lindsay
wing.
Lohan are planning
Lizzie
an
Lohan.
Unlikely duet, according to U.S. reports. The odd couple have reportedly become new best friends due to their links to Kabbalah.
Are they going
to
make out?
Due to their links to Kabbalah.
Kabbalah.
So this is how Madonna gets the women into her little posse with Kabbalah.
It's just like, what's his name?
I don't know.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, with Scientology.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Madonna's all over this Kabbalah thing. Who? What is it? We're going to have to investigate Kabbalah, John.
Kabbalah.
Now they're in secret talks. Well, how secret can they be if TTN knows about them? To record a tune together, according to America's In Touch magazine. And according to insiders, the couple also plan to appear in a movie together. Lindsay Lohan, again, John and Scott, AKC Total Talk Nonsense, giving you advice. Do not appear in a movie with Madonna.
Don't do it.
Even if it's the greatest script in the world.
She's going to take the freckles off your boobs.
It's Madonna, okay? She can act. She's proven that over and over again. You got Dick Tracy. You got whatever trash has she been in, John.
League of Their Own.
Get over it already. You can't act.
Desperately Seeking Susan.
Lohan.
Oh, no, that was Cindy Lauper.
I'm going to address her as Lindsay. Because I feel that close to her. Lindsay, please do not star in a movie with Madonna. Forget about your career if you do that, all right?
You fucking bitch!
A source says they're helping each other. Madonna's giving Lindsay advice on her music career, and she wants to work on a film with Madonna, too.
Really?
That would be a mistake.
Wow.
According to John and Scott. In related news, because related to Lindsay Lohan is Hilary Duff. Who I followed her career to as well, John. Hilary Duff has issued a stinging response to New York Times movie critic who described her acting as talent challenged. Stephen Holden has consistently slammed Duff's teen comedy movies and singled out her performances particularly. But Duff insists she isn't making movies for New York Times readers. She tells Elle Magazine, he doesn't really fit the demographic, so I could really care less. Okay, first thing. We need to not only get it in front of Lindsay Lohan's career, we need to get into Hillary in front of we need to get in front of Hillary Duff's career. Because she makes a
her
classic,
cunt rear.
Makes a classic mistake.
Did
here,
you say her cunt rear?
When she says, I could really care less, which means she could care less, which means she cares right now, and that she could care. What she really meant to say was, I could not care less. That's what you mean to say, Hillary. And if you hire John and Scott, we'll straighten you out on
we'll
that kind of shit.
We'll be your publicists.
That's right. We'll be your publicists. We'll be your security. We'll be your physical therapists. We'll be your dietitians.
Well, not me.
Well, I will.
I don't know if I'd be a good dietitian. Neither would you. Here, have some more of the salt.
Cheese fries.
Salty cheese fries.
Make sure you have the white Zinfandel with
all
that.
It's salt. It's salt. It's all right. Salt.
You could be the dietitian, then I'll work her out. You know what I'm saying, John? All right. Now, the one thing I do want to say is, Hillary Duff, I think you should stick with the singing career. Kind of forget about acting. I don't think you have a natural ability. Maybe you can learn it. Maybe you can get into it. Lindsay Lohan, I think you have a natural acting ability. Stay away from the singing, okay? Stay away from that. Maybe you can learn it at some point. It's not happening right now.
I don't know. I don't think she's that great at all.
At acting?
At anything.
I think she's a great actor. Have you seen Parent Trap?
Yeah.
What 10-year-old can pull that off? I don't know. Maybe Lindsay Lohan can. All right, then.
Parent Trap. Oh, yeah. Wasn't that up for an Oscar?
It should have been. She was robbed, John.
Yeah, definitely.
And my last celebrity story, and when I first read this headline, I was really pissed at the PETA people, John. I was really pissed at them.
You were.
Here's the headline. Beyonce Knowles had several surprise guests at a recent dinner where members of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, that's PETA, to you and me, John, peppered the pop star with questions about her fur use. And I was thinking, what a bunch of assholes. She's out there eating dinner, and they're going to come up and start asking questions about her wearing fur.
They're assholes anyway.
Get the fuck out of my face, is what I would say if I were Beyonce and I had that booty. If I were Beyonce, I'd be fondling my tits all day. I wouldn't be able to say anything. Anyway.
No, instead you fondle your cock in the middle of the night.
I do. Then.
And you don't want anybody in your sleep study to watch you wank. And that's probably why they asked you to leave. And they didn't tell you anything about what went on. They were too embarrassed.
We're not sure if you have apnea or not, but you have an uncontrollable urge to wank.
That's why you wake up going. I'm out of breath.
Yes. Maybe that's it, John. But then I started reading the rest of the Beyonce story.
Yeah.
And it says an eBay auction offered fans a chance to dine with Knowles. So PETA secretly placed the winning bid. So they won the opportunity to dine with Knowles, right? So I'm thinking, okay, then that's cool. They went to Nobu. Howard Stern talks about Nobu. Anyway, a video of the encounter on TMZ.com shows a stunned Knowles, unresponsive to the allegations of wearing fur and shit, and appealing to others in her group to react. The PETA guest, whose tone was conversational but persistent, are evidently kicked out of the restaurant, John.
Who is?
So they, PETA, Beyonce had him kicked out of the restaurant. They bid on eBay. They paid money to have dinner with this woman.
So they didn't. Wait a minute. They got kicked out.
They weren't confrontational at all.
For having a little dinner conversation.
They had dinner with her. They asked her a couple of questions, and she could not even answer these questions or participate in a debate, an exchange of ideas.
Did you trap and kill and skin that animal
out
yourself?
Kicked out. You say, no, I didn't. I bought it. That's why it was so expensive. Because somebody else had to trap and kill the animal.
By the way, how's your creme brulee?
It's very good.
Did the PETA people just eat vegetarian food?
It doesn't say.
Or were they
eating
chicken?
It does not say. They may have been kicked out before they even could have ordered, John. I don't know. It doesn't say. It doesn't give those details.
Well, I think you should get Phil on it right away.
And, we should.
And vet that.
If he shows up, we'll ask him about it. Oh.
What do you
what
know?
What timing?
What the fuck is that?
All right, before I get the door, I got one more celebrity
We got
story.
A fucked up doorbell here.
Mike Myers, John. You know who Mike Myers is?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what his next project is?
Keith Moon.
That's right. A look into the life and death of Keith Moon, whose innovative drumming and penchant for destruction made The Who one of the most influential rebellious fans of
yeah,
the 70s.
Innovative.
Mike Myers
like
is portraying Keith Moons in a film, John. Are they making a film?
Of Keith Moons?
Are they making a film about Dave Weckl? I don't think so. They're making one about Keith Moon, okay?
Innovative. Real innovative drumming.
That's right. Hold on, let me get that.
All right. Yeah, so fucking innovative. Act like he's on Tourette's.
Yeah, Tourette's. That's a good one, John.
He's like an autistic drummer.
Hey, man, what's happening? Come on. Don't stand at the door. Come on. There we go. All right.
I'm back, John. Phil's still making his way to the mic. Before we get to Phil, we got some W. We got some W. All right, Phil, calm down. Can you do that shit away from the mic? Is there some way we can mute Phil until he's ready? Is that possible?
What the is he drunk or something? What's that?
Phil, what's going on? What's going on with you, man? No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt.
What's up, Phil?
Is he going to... Hold on, he's still fumbling around. Over.
All right. Get your headphones on, man.
No, I am not drunk. I do not. I have never had a drink of alcohol in my life, John. Thank you for asking.
That's great.
I am like Professor Tom of Kiki Sex Radio. That's who I am like. I do not partake in the alcohol or drugs.
All right, then.
But I do like a spanking every now and then.
By a small boy.
Yes.
Okay. You said you got some W there, Scott?
Well, you got a clip. Now, before we play this W clip that we have,
yeah.
What happened is we're going to play this clip for you. This was at a press conference, and the W is so goddamn stupid. It's unbelievable, and I think we've proven that. You just listen to episode 1 through 56, and you figure out how... Well, don't listen to the first episode. That wasn't very good. But one of our missions in life is to show people how goddamn ignorant and overwhelmed the W is. And in any position, not only the President of the United States.
Doggy style.
You put him at a counter at McDonald's and he'll be overwhelmed. This guy can't handle a goddamn thing, John. So now he's at a press conference, right? He's jibber-jabbering about who knows what. Iraq, how we need to be in Iraq, which is a bunch of crap. Or Iran, how we need to nuke Iran, whatever. Anyway, during this press conference, this guy gets up and asks a question, John, and he's got sunglasses on. Go ahead and play the clip whenever you're ready.
Sunglasses.
Yeah. Peter, are you going to ask that question with those shades on? No, I'm interested in the shade look, seriously.
All right, I'll keep it then.
For the viewers, there's no sun.
I guess it depends on your perspective.
Touche.
Yeah, you can cut this off now. So this guy gets up to ask a question, and then W attacks him for wearing sunglasses, right?
Yeah.
We call this an attack ad hominem.
Right.
John.
Right.
In the philosophical profession. The reason the fucking guy's wearing sunglasses is because he's blind, John. He's blind. From the beginning of time. All right. So the W, another fuck up by the W, the commander in chief. But this
well,
is
I don't think he knew, you know. Come on.
Are you defending the W?
No, but I'm just saying.
Fuck that.
Wait a minute.
Hey, Peter, ask your question. He knew him by name, but he doesn't know the guy's blind?
Yeah, Peter, I really like the sunglasses. Yeah, but
the sun's not shining for everybody else viewing here.
But he called him up and he apologized to him.
Well, that's what really gets a shiv up my sphincter, John. is he calls the guy. He apologizes. The W apologizes.
I just think it's unprofessional, this bullshit banter that he does.
It is unprofessional. It's stupid. And it's like, oh, no, but that's the country in the W. No, it's the fucking stupidity in the W.
Well, what he does is like, he does that thing where you call, you're trying to be the cool guy and you call somebody out and everybody laughs with you at
that
person.
Yeah, right, right, because you're making fun at somebody else at their expense.
I saw that happen in Back to the Future this weekend while I watched that again.
I love that movie. That's my favorite movie of all time, John.
The scene where he goes back to 1955 and he's in the diner and he's ordering a tab or a Pepsi Free.
Right.
And then he runs into...
Biff.
Well, first he runs into...
Oh, his dad. George McFly.
Yeah, and he starts talking to him and then Biff comes in and starts hassling him and then... He turns around and says something to Biff, and what's his name? Marty says something to Biff, and Biff turns around and says, saying shit to him, and his buddies laugh because he says, "What are you wearing? What are you wearing a life preserver for?"
Right.
Because he's wearing like one of those down vests, you know?
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
What are you wearing a life preserver for? And then they laugh, but so does George McFly. Yeah, yeah, get him. Don't kick my ass. Well, that's
right.
What George W. does.
It's
he makes fun
shit.
Of somebody, and then the rest of the press corps laughs.
Yeah,
that's a joke.
Yeah, touche. Yeah, fuck that.
So they're just as guilty. But that's his way of calling them out and embarrassing them so that they will feel intimidated and never... you know,
fuck that. Are you intimidated by that, Chim?
Not at all.
Somebody give us fucking press credentials, whatever I just said. And John and Scott will go there and ask him some goddamn serious questions, not this bullshit that they ask him.
Some press credentials.
And let's wear sun fucking glasses, John.
And suntan lotion.
Yeah, and suntan lotion. And let's wear Barbara Bush masks. Fucker. So anyway, what really pissed me off about this whole thing...
Sunglasses and Barbara Bush mask and suntan lotion on.
What really pisses me off is this guy apologized. The W apologizes to an LA Times reporter. President Bush, who often teases members of the White House press corps, apologized Wednesday after he poked fun at a reporter for wearing sunglasses without realizing they were needed for vision loss. The exchange occurred at the White House news conference, which you just played for you folks.
Yeah.
So this guy apologizes for that. But, John, here's what he doesn't apologize for, okay? Can I run down a list really quickly?
Go ahead.
He doesn't apologize for? How about he set the record for the most executions by any governor in American history? Does he apologize for killing more people than anybody? No.
It's immoral what he's done.
Attacked and took over two countries. Does he apologize for that? No. Spent the surplus and bankrupted the treasury, John. Does he apologize for that? No.
Wait a minute. Not only that, but he did the same thing in Texas before he became president.
Before! He bankrupted Texas and then he came to... Does he apologize for any of that?
He squandered a surplus.
Shattered record for biggest annual deficit in history, John. Does he apologize for that? No. Set economic record for the most private bureaucracies filed in a... bankruptcies. Filed in a 12-month period. Does he apologize for that? No. Set all-time record for biggest drop in the history of the stock market. Does he apologize for that? No. First president in U.S. history to enter office with a criminal record. Did he apologize for that?
No.
John. Nine!
Yet.
First president in office set all-time record for the most days on vacation. Does he apologize for that?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Signed more laws and executive orders amending the Constitution than any other president in history.
Wow.
Does he apologize for that? No. Takes away more civil liberties than any president in history. Does he apologize for that? No.
No.
And finally, do I have? No, I have a couple more. First president in U.S. history to order a U.S. attack and military occupation of a sovereign nation. Does he apologize for that? No. First president in U.S. history to removed more freedoms and civil liberties for Americans than any other president. I already said that. At least one conviction for drunk driving in Maine. That was erased from his record. Does he apologize for that?
No.
No to all those. What does he apologize for, John? making fun of a blind guy. That's what he apologizes for.
I'm sorry. I'm the W. I could get away with anything I want.
That's a goddamn joke. Goddamn joke in office.
I know. It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's so fucked up. It's so fucked up, John.
What's funny is they got Saddam on trial for war crimes for killing 100 and some odd people. But 167,000 Iraqi civilians are dead. Okay, I'll say 80. Let's say 80% of them are dead because of the terrorists and insurgents and all that shit, right? But the other 20% surmounts to what's 20% of that? Let's say 30,000-40,000 are dead.
The W,
because the W's executive order to preemptively strike that country and continually blow people up. And they had some guy on the Daily Show talking about the W, and you know, Jon Stewart says, what's the deal? You know, how are we doing over there? Oh, we're doing great. We got elections done. We're building schools. We're doing this. We're doing that. We, you know, it's fantastic. He says, well, okay, if everything's going so great, why don't we just get the hell out of there? Oh, well, it's not that great. It's, you know, still, there's still terrorism. There's still beheadings. There's still sectarian violence. There's still the stuff that wasn't there before. There was no WMDs. There were no terrorists there before. But now there's all that shit there. How the fuck did that happen?
I don't know. And the thing that pisses me off is we've spent $94 billion in counting on this bullshit.
$94 billion. And 293
fucking billion.
$293 million of it have gone to these fucking private contractors that are mercenaries that drive around in cars shooting out of their moonroof at civilians.
Well, wouldn't you? I mean, you don't know if they got machine guns pointed back at you. And you're mercenaries, and the government lets you off. There's no investigations. You could shoot whoever you want.
I don't care. I know, but the Marines are going to jail for, you know, shit like that, and these guys get away with whatever they want.
Murder, John. They get away with murder.
Murder.
Well, I got two more W stories. This fucking idiot. Well, this is, I don't know if you know this. We talked about this before, but this made its way back. Congressman.
There's no rules.
There are no rules.
There's no question in my mind.
Introduced a February 14th, 2006 bill in the U.S. Congress, which requires, quote, all persons in the United States, including women between the ages of 18 and 42, John, to perform a two-year period of military service or a period of civilian service in furtherance of the national defense and homeland security, and for other purposes. What this means is draft, John.
Right.
18 to 42. 42,
right,
John.
Right. To 42. Draft. But the W didn't have to do it. Karl Rove didn't have to do it. Ted Nugent didn't have to
do
it.
None of those fuckers had to do it.
Dickhead Cheney didn't have to do it. None of them did it.
None
of them.
If the W believes so strongly in fucking
Limbaugh,
Iraq. If he believes so strongly in Iraq, send your daughters over there, okay? Send your daughters over there for the cause.
That's right. They have to go too, right?
And I'm thinking he may do that because his polls are so goddamn low and everybody knows he's such a fucking idiot.
It's barbaric.
If he sent his daughters over there, I would give him props on that, John. I would have to reconsider the W.
Right.
I would still consider him insane, but passionately insane. You know what I'm saying? And there's some credibility in that. And the other thing is,
I don't know. I don't know how to react to that.
The bar is set so low. This is a new story.
Killing thousands.
I'm moving on to a new W.
All right.
The bar is set so low for the W that anything short of drooling and babbling is considered a monumental success. And you know why I say this, John? It's because last week the Republicans are saying this is the best week in the W's presidency. The best week is when we bomb the head of Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Yeah.
Republicans across the land are rejoicing over President Bush's. This Knob Creek really fucks with my tongue, John. Alleged resurgence. He's back, they say. The comeback kid, they're calling him.
Oh, man.
One right-wing columnist, Clark C. Judge, went so far as to say the president just had the best week of the second term, perhaps of his entire presidency, and talks of Bush's stunning new momentum that's providing a transformative success on the domestic as well as international front. Excuse me, John, but I seem to have missed the memo outlining Bush's big accomplishments of the past week. As usual, the bar is set so goddamn low that all he needs to do is fucking show a pulse, and we're supposed to declare a goddamn national holiday in his honor. That's repulsive to me, John. It's repulsive to me, and this Knob Creek is really taking over.
Yeah, it sure is, dude.
It's affecting my motor function right in my tongue.
My tongue.
So whenever you want to turn it over to Phil, really having troubles.
Yeah, let's do that, shall we? Let's turn it over to Phil. How about that?
All right, man.
All right.
It's your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Phil.
And our first story tonight. Today's reminder that you were born a decade too soon. Teacher posts topless photos of her MySpace account for students to enjoy. Austin High School art teacher Tamara Hoover.
God damn it.
Tamara Hoover, John, was showing her student a lot, including her boobs. And now she may get fired for it.
Her boobs.
The Austin School Board voted last night to begin the termination process for Mrs. Hoover, John.
Oh, come on.
Officials say she should have not appeared topless online. She has paid leave. She has been paid leave since May 19th. And this morning on her MySpace account, she defends the pictures as art and not pornography. Next story, John. Stephen Hawking to write children's books that will be a bit like Harry Potter, but without the magic. So basically a textbook. Next story, John. Father sues mother over her plan to mutilate 8-year-old boy by turning his anteater into a helmet.
What?
And Arlington Heights father will appear in court today to fight what he says is a plan to mutilate his 8-year-old son by circumcising him, John. The boy's mother argues that without circumcision, his reoccurring affection will only get worse. That's funny, John. I'm as tongue-twisted as that piss mop Scott.
Piss a mop Scott.
Hey, Phil, leave me out of this, all right? You fucker.
It's piss a mop Scott.
The divorced couple is embroiled in a bitter fight that will see national experts flying in to testify before a Cook County judge.
Their battle reflects
national debate on circumcision, a procedure that has dropped in popularity in the United States over the last 25 years.
Wow.
Phil, can I interrupt you there?
Of course you can.
Well, thank you. John, circumcised?
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Scott, circumcised. Yes.
I did it myself.
Phil, how about you? Well, no, I was never circumcised, and I do like to perform an act called, if I can only remember it.
It's docking.
Yes, where I stretch my foreskin
over. Foreskin.
How do you circumcise a pussy?
I don't know.
Oh, last night, just a quick story. The brother-in-law was over, and the brother, the gay couple.
Right.
And he brought up something to my wife and me, and he were sitting there talking. He says, oh, yeah, have you ever seen those women that with the testosterone, the bodybuilder chicks, and they got, like, the 4-inch clit?
My wife, like, what?
Four-inch clit?
Yeah, so I chimed in. Oh, yeah, I've seen that. They look like penises.
Nice.
Because the wife just lost it. She, okay, I'm done.
All right, Phil. Phil looks pretty upset, but I'm going to tell one other story. It's a quick story, Phil. Just calm down. Oh, this is today this happened. The wife and I we're surfing the web, right?
Yeah.
And we're looking at mailboxes. Oh. We need to get a new mailbox, right? So she types in mailboxes, and I say, yeah, click on that one. Click on that link. The wall mount mammogram mailboxes. And she says, what did you say? And I said, click on that link, the wall mount monogram mailboxes. Mammogram. That's what I said. I said mammogram the first time.
I told you, man, you're a sex addict.
I tried to convince her that I said monogram, but she wasn't buying it. So all the rest of the day, all I hear is mammogram, mammogram. All right, Scott, thank you for that story. It was fascinating, but if I could get back to my news, thank you. It's very important to me and to the rest of the podcast listeners. Screech from Saved by the Bell wants you to give him $250,000 so he doesn't have to get thrown out of his mansion.
Come on.
No, really. Next story, John.
Wait, that's all you got on that?
Well, that's all I got. So, go to his website, and he'll ask you for $250,000.
From Screech.
Not get thrown out of his mansion. From Screech of Saved by the Bell. Next story, John. Heather Mills McCartney attends to sue the News of the World. Apparently, she is unhappy over allegations that she is a filthy whore.
Wow.
Heather Mills McCartney said she intends to sue the News of the World over allegations she was a prostitute who engaged in group and lesbian sex.
Wow.
The lawyers acting for Sir Paul McCartney's estranged wife claim in the paper that she was paid thousands of pounds to have sex with wealthy Arabs while she was in her 20s. They were untrue and highly defamatory. In a statement, Mills McCartney's representative said she would sue the News International title edited by Andy Coulson, but not until the couple's divorce was complete. Next story, John.
How about those mammogram mailboxes? Instead of boobs, you just lift them open and... Sorry, go on.
All right, John, next story, please. Kohl's resurgence to... God, I'm going to start over, thank you. Kohl's resurgence, a boon to West Virginia, bringing with it signs of affluence.
Drinking.
Like Starbucks, gated communities, and teeth. Next story. And John, you'll like this story. Odds of surviving a car crash increase dramatically when you are way more than your car. A 2,000-kilogram German man discovered that being overweight can be good for your health.
2,000 kilogram.
Yes, 2,000 kilogram.
No.
2,000 kilogram. I'm sorry. 200 Thank you, John, for correcting me on my facts.
4,400 pounds if he's 2,000.
200 kilograms. Thank you,
so
John.
So 440-pound dude.
A 200-kilogram German man discovered that being overweight can be good for your health if you get run over by a car. German police said the extra body mass prevented the 30-year-old man from suffering potentially fatal injuries when a Volkswagen Polo drove over him after he braked suddenly on his bicycle at a crossroads and fell in front of the car. It certainly hurt. I think Phil needs help with his German accent. All right, Phil, go ahead. Give it a try. Give it a whirl. Come on, you can do it.
All right.
It certainly helped him in this case. A spokesman for the police in the western town of Gifhorn today said. Someone smaller would probably not have been so lucky. The man discovered his hip, which local doctors put back in place. I'm sorry. He didn't discover it. The man dislocated his hip, which local doctors put back in place, John, but otherwise suffered only scratches and a bloody nose from the underside of the vehicle.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
No.
Next story then, John.
Karl Rove has been informed by Patrick Fitzgerald
drinking,
that he won't be charged in any plane leak case, but unfortunately, he was informed by Jeff Gannon that he may have a leak in his AOI. Well, I apologize for that. When I put my news together, sometimes I leave things out to fill them up later, but I did not finalize this headline. Let me do it right now, if you will. And you'll see the news in action, John. All right, I'm ready to go. Karl Rove is informed by Patrick Fitzgerald he won't be charged in the plane leak case, but unfortunately he was informed by Jeff Gannon that he may have anal herpes. Next story, John. Most parents reward children's good behavior with a new toy or a trip to a favorite restaurant. Then there's this couple, John. Police have arrested a mother and father and accused them of giving marijuana to their young sons as reward for good behavior. Tony Lynn Carlson, 31, and Aaron Virgil Carlson, 23, were booked on suspicion of possessing marijuana and drug paraphernalia, possessing marijuana for sale, contributing to the delinquency of minors, and endangerment, police said Friday. Next story. Workers get pinned in baggage machine at airport. Thankfully, he was rescued before the airlines were able to lose him. Next story, John. Teacher slaps tardy student one day, punches him in the face the next. Punches him in the face the next. Kid tells Mr. Garrison he no longer wants to speak with Mr. Hand. A junior high school teacher received a formal reprimand on Wednesday after he punched the student in the face. The 40-year-old teacher, an advisor to the school's soccer club, slapped a member of the team on the cheek because the student was late to practice. The next day, the student was again late to practice, and the teacher warned him once and then punched him in the fucking face. The student began to sulk, prompting the teacher to punch him again. According to the officials of the Board of Education, the student suffered minor cuts to the mouth. Next story, John. Boy who attempted to kill his family so he could be adopted by rich parents has been sentenced to prison. Let me start over. Boy who attempted to kill his family so he could be adopted by rich parents has been sentenced to prison. Was described as a loner, but will soon have friends up the ass. Oh, next story, John. Islamists pull Winnie the Pooh off TV after discovering that one of the friends is a piglet. This is out of Turkey. Turkey Public Television, TRT. It's kind of like TNT. TNN. TTN. Controlled by the Islamist-rooted government, has barred the popular Walt Disney cartoon Winnie the Pooh from air because it has a piglet as one of its main heroes.
Oh.
Several other cartoons featuring pigs also failed to win the green light from TRT. According to the left-wing Kamerajate Daily, pigs are regarded as unclean by Muslims, and Islam prohibits the consumption of pork.
Well, you're not going to eat a cartoon pig, are you?
You're not going to eat it, but it's still too dirty to watch, John. It's like porn. Next story, John.
Pig porn.
Oregon high school seniors drive riding lawnmowers to school on their last day just to slow traffic. We wanted to make people wait, explains one of the pretards. We were trying to reach them a lesson. Teach them a lesson. During.
Leech them a tessin.
Next story, John. School district embarrassed to find out that published high school yearbook shows photos of students drinking and using illegal drugs. Oops.
No.
North Central High School officials are revising policies that govern student publications after a page in the 2006 yearbooks promoted drug and alcohol use. Superintendent James Murdvilla said this week, students violated at least three school board policies in creating page 39 of the yearbook, which showed students drinking alcohol, smoking tobacco products, and using illegal drugs. The superintendent said he had received many calls from parents and does not believe the page represents the values of the district. I regret the fact that some people have used this unfortunate publication to draw broad inferences about Washington Township, said Medavilladen. I don't think we've dropped our standards. I don't think we've lessened our moral standards in any regard. I think what we have here is an error, a bobble, John. Oh. Next and last story, John. Indian astrologers claim rare planetary alignment of Mars and Saturn will occur just as Australia and Brazil are kicking off their World Cup game, which means Brazil is going down.
Wow.
And I've ended with the World Cup story, John. That is the news, and I am Phil McCracken with Cup with AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, well, that's fantastic. And that concludes another three-part episode of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we're the hell out of here.
Thanks, Phil.
See ya.
Later.
All right, you going?
All right, take it.
Good night. I'm leaving.
Bye.
Again.
Okay. All right. All right, then. Fuck off.
Eat me! All right.
He's so crabby, man,
when he fucks
up his news. All right, we're out of here.
Later.
All right, see you. Bye.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.